Thank you so much for joining us online today at Christ Covenant Church. We hope you sense God's presence and are encouraged by the message. Now, here's Pastor Ryan Weems.
Well, welcome to Christ Covenant's online service. So glad that you're logged on today. Just want to give you a big shout out wherever you're watching from. And here's the cool thing. Many of you during our online only services these last couple weeks, you sent in pictures to us, you've texted them to me, you've tagged us on Facebook or Instagram, letting us know kind of your home setup. And we want you to keep on doing that. Whether you're watching the service on the biggest screen in your house, or whether you get your laptop open right now and you had a cup of coffee there and a notepad, or maybe, just maybe you're in your pajamas and you got your feet up. Hey, no judgment here. You send in those pictures. It really encourages our heart in the middle of these online services. Now, as you know, our country has come out with new recommendations that extend all the way through the month of April. And so this means simply this, that for the foreseeable future, we're going to continue to have our services online only. And let's just be honest, like this, it's strange. Like, you're not here in this room right now. You're in your room, your home, watching online. And I can't wait until we get back together in person. But until that day comes, we're going to continue to stream content and we're going to continue to have our services online. And so keep on logging on. In fact, I just want to say a big thank you from my heart to yours. Like, thank you to the many of you that are logging in. Thank you to the many of you that are continuing to be faithful in your giving. Thank you to the many of you that are sharing this and you're hosting a Facebook watch party. And not just that, but you're helping us serve the community. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing. And when we have those in-person services again, we're going to do it big and we're going to have fun. And we may even get a little bit crazy and do free high fives for everybody, or free side hugs, like just something. We're going to have some fun together. And so because of all of this, this also means that Easter is going to look a little different than it normally does. And it's going to be different, but we're going to still celebrate our risen Savior. Like we said earlier in the service, Easter is not canceled. And so here's what this is going to look like, okay? We're going to have three services. In fact, you can see a graphic here. We're going to have three online services for Easter, a Good Friday, April the 10th at 5:30 p.m. It's going to be beautiful. It will be traditional. We'll have an acoustic worship set. We'll take Holy Communion together. And we've got several people in our congregation. They're going to have live scripture reading going through Holy Week. It's going to be special. But not just that, we have two online Easter Sunday services, dynamic worship, special performances, videos. God's put a message on my heart for you, and we're going to do it big as we celebrate Jesus. So please log on to those. And not just that, but in the middle of it all, we're going to have some fun. Like, we need to have some fun. We know it's serious out here, but we need to have some fun. We want to bring some levity. And so as we talked about early in the service, we got Easter take-home egg hunts for your kids. We're offering Holy Communion prepackaged if that could help you out. And then not just that, but we're also encouraging you on Easter Sunday to still dress up in your Easter best. Yes, that's right. Get out of your pajamas on Easter Sunday, even at home. And we want you to take a selfie with yourself, with your family in your Easter best. And we want you to use this hashtag when you post it online, EasterBestCC. EasterBestCC. And we want to see those pictures of how good you look there in your home. And then not just that, we are still going to do the polar plunge. You can see the graphic right here. And so you've got to log in online and exactly when we're streaming the service. But not just that, you got to get friends and family, because if we hit all of our numbers, and the top number there is 300, if we hit that number, then all of the staff seen here on this graphic, they're taking the polar plunge. And you can see I'm on that graphic too. And the next time that we have in-person service, that's and we'll bring out that dunk tank and we'll fill it with ice, and you'll get a chance to use your best fastball to see some of our staff dunked in icy cold water. Well, why are you doing that? Like, we just want to have some fun. And so we're challenging you to invite your friends and family to attend Easter online. And lastly, we're still going to take up our legacy offering. And you can see that graphic here as well. And I want you to know, from my heart to yours, like, we're not making you give. We're not going to twist your arm. If you feel led by the Holy Spirit, then you can give towards our legacy offering on Easter Sunday. And here's the cool thing. Every dime, every penny that comes in for the legacy offering, we're giving it away. There's three areas that we're going to focus on. Number one, it's going to go to our church-wide serve day, where we go out into our community and serve those that are hurting. Number two, we're going to give to an amazing nonprofit, Boots on the Ground, and we're going to give to Katy Christian Ministries. They're doing great work. In fact, they told us right now they're feeding about 100 families every single day in the middle of what's happening with the coronavirus. And then lastly, number three, it's going to help fund our benevolence account as we continue to step beside families who are in the middle of financial crisis. And so I just want to thank you in advance for listening to God and doing what he says. And the way that you can designate this is when you give online, just simply click the legacy offering tab there, and we'll make sure that all those funds go to those places. All right, well, back to the message that God's put on my heart. If you have a copy of God's Word with you, physical, or maybe you got a Bible app, turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And today I'm going to read out the New King James Version. I'm going to start in verse 4 and go all the way through verse 9. And really, I'm excited about this message. I think God is going to speak something really profound to each of us. But Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 4, it says this, God's holy word: "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And check this out. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely," aka not the news right now, "whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." The last verse, verse 9, "and things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." If you're taking notes, I'm calling this message today, "Anxious for Nothing." Anxious for nothing. Let's pray. God, we love you so much. And I thank you again for everybody logged on right now. And I pray, we pray, God, that you would speak a profound word to each and every single one of us. That for some of us, we need to learn some things today. And for others, we need to relearn some things. So speak exactly what you want to speak, Holy Spirit. Have your way in us, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Now, I know these verses we just read very well, and maybe you do too. But I've got to tell you something. This is still a message that I am not preaching from perfection. This is a message that God is still working in me. I need this message today. I need these verses to dig deep within my soul. And so as I just read the text, there were a few things that the Holy Spirit kind of highlighted in my heart. And so I just want to give them to you here quickly. But here's the first thing that I want you to see from the text. Number one, when joy surrounds your heart, it doesn't matter what else is surrounding you. Can I get a digital amen today? And we see this in verse 4. Now, I want you to notice not just what the Bible says here, but also what the Bible doesn't say. It doesn't say to rejoice in your health. It doesn't say to rejoice in your money or in your job, which would be pretty difficult for a lot of us right now. And honestly, even if things are good, that's not what God's word says here. It says to rejoice in the Lord, to rejoice in God, to worship God, to celebrate who God is, to put your eyes and your focus on Him and Him alone. And so right from the first point, let's not waste any time putting God's word into practice, okay? So lean in right now. Here's one way that this can apply to you and to me. Later on today, or maybe even tomorrow, take time and turn off the news. Like, just turn it off. Put your phone on airplane mode and turn on some worship music and worship Jesus. Like, thank God, not just for what He does, but for who He is. Can I tell you something? You can't help but have joy when you're praising God. And I've also learned that it's really hard to be anxious while you're worshiping Jesus. Well, why is that, Pastor? Here's why. Because your focus is off of yourself. It's off of your life. And your focus instead is on Jesus, the one who is perfect. When joy surrounds your heart, it doesn't matter what else is surrounding you. Here's the second thing I wrote down, something I'm relearning. I hope you'll jot this down. Number two, what happens to you doesn't have to control you. Can I say that again? What happens to you doesn't have to control you. We see this in verse 6, but really it's the entire theme of the book of Philippians. In fact, for those that are brand new tuning in, maybe somebody shared this with you. Maybe you stumbled across it by seemingly you thought it was accident, but it's really not. God orchestrated the whole thing. If you're new to this, new to the church, new to these messages, I want to tell you something. Back in the summer of 2018, we did a whole series, verse by verse, through the book of Philippians called Bulletproof Soul. I can't encourage you enough to find those messages on our podcast. I think they'll really help you during the difficult season that we're all in. And we found out in that series, and we find out here again today, that the amazing thing about our life as Christians, followers of Jesus, is that we don't have to let our current situation dictate our attitude. We don't have to. Now, unfortunately for a lot of people, they do let their current situation dictate their attitude. If things are good, they're happy. If things are bad, they're unhappy. It's as simple as that. But can I tell you something else? This is a horrible way to live. Like, I don't want my happiness to be predicated on whether I have toilet paper or not. Can I get a digital? Amen. Like, my happiness, my joy is not tied around that. I mean, we'll do whatever we got to do, friend. We'll use towels, old clothes, TMI, I already said it, so we'll move on. But like, we should not put our happiness on things that will fade away. How foolish would that be? So God shows us here through the writing of the Apostle Paul that we don't have to live that kind of roller coaster life, up and down. Instead, we can be steady. We can find joy no matter what we face. We can find strength no matter what we're going through. Now, this isn't some kind of pixie dust faith. This is actually powerful, real, bulletproof faith. It's the kind of faith that's tested. What happens to you doesn't have to control you. Well, I hear you, Pastor, but how do I get that kind of faith? How do I get that kind of trust in God? Here's how. We have to understand on a very deep level that anything that is over our head is still under God's feet. And so we take our pain and we take our problems to the one who can actually help us, the one who has all power and all authority. This is key. And really, the answer is right here in Philippians, the word of God. We go to God in prayer. We give God our burdens. And here's a prayer hack, by the way. If you still feel weighed down by your burden, after you finish praying, maybe it's because you just spent time complaining to God about your burden instead of exchanging burdens with God. You cannot be weighed down by something you no longer carry. What happens to you doesn't have to control you. Here's the last thing I wrote down from the text that the Holy Spirit highlighted in my heart, and it continues on this theme. Number three, lastly, the peace of God comes to those close to God. The peace of God comes to those close to God. We see this in verses 7 through 9. And I want you to notice the progression here in Philippians. First, we acknowledge God and His power and His love. And then we go to God in prayer with our pain instead of worrying about it ourselves. And then check out what happens next. After we first do those things, then and only then, the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. You've got to see the progression here in Scripture. It's not rocket science, friend. If you want peace, and you do, you can't circumvent the person, Jesus, because Jesus is peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And those that walk closest with Jesus, they have the most peace, even despite the difficult circumstances they face. And so with that said, here's our final question, the final thing I want to leave you with. We've got to ask ourselves this. If I don't have peace right now, is it maybe, just maybe, because I'm not as close to God as I should be? Wrestle with that right now. Let's pray. Lord, we love you so much. So much. I thank you, God, for what you're speaking and how you're moving. And I pray right now, Lord, Holy Spirit, highlight one of these points. Highlight maybe something else from the text. Speak to us. I pray, God, that we would run after you. I pray, God, that we would seek you. I pray, God, that we would focus on you. I pray, God, we would be steady, not because of us, but because of you. I pray, God, that we would go after you on a greater level than ever before. I pray, God, that we would share our faith on a greater level than ever before. I pray, God, that we would wrap up our joy in nothing else but you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. On. This is for somebody right now. What happens to you doesn't have to control you. It's time to exchange burdens with God. Not just complain about your burden, but exchange burdens with God. Because His burden is light. His yoke is easy. Help my friends today. And God, I also pray for anybody underneath the sound of my voice that's far from you. I pray right now, God, they would surrender their life to you. That they would give you the good, the bad, and the ugly. God, they put their trust in you. That Jesus, they put their faith in you. Come on, right now where you're seated, right now where you're watching, right where you're listening, would you close your eyes if you're able to? Let God speak to you. In fact, right now you can talk to God. If you're far from God, you can get things right this moment, right now. Talk to God out loud. Tell Him things like this from your heart. Jesus, I believe. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe that you rose from the dead. And right now I ask you to forgive me of all my sin. I put my trust, my hope, my faith in you and you alone. Give me a brand new start. Wipe the board clean. Take my sin from me. I give you my life. I surrender. Jesus, I love you. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Before you log off and before you hit end on this, I want to again thank you for tuning in, but also I want to encourage you to log on to share the service for Easter weekend, the Good Friday and the two online services on Easter Sunday. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you share it. Let's be the hands and feet of Jesus. Let's serve others today. I love you so much, and I'll see you again on Easter weekend. God bless you.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you made a decision for Jesus Christ, or if your life has been impacted in any way, please send us an email at info@christcove.net. We would love to hear your story. And for those that committed your life to Christ, we want to help you on your new journey by sending our free Start Bible Kit in the mail. If you'd like to partner with us financially, simply click on the Give tab at christcove.net. There it will take you to a safe and secure page where you can set up a one-time or recurring gift to help us accomplish our vision, heaven full and hell empty. And as always, you can find out more about Christ Covenant on our website or on Facebook or Instagram at Christ Cove Houston.